Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today on Favor Life on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so glad that you're with me as we go through the process of there. And the process of there is the place that God has called us to by faith, and He takes us to and process us through everyday life using everyday situations to make us and shape us according to His word and His will. So I'm so thankful that you're here. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, unlikely people that God has chosen like us to do His will. And as He chooses us, He calls us to a place that only He can do the manifestation, the work that needs to be done by the Holy Spirit. And as we trust and believe in Him, we see Him demonstrate His power, and we see the life of Him flow through us in a way that touches many lives, saves generations, and impacts so many cultures that it blows our mind, because God has chosen us to do a miraculous thing, and He gets all the glory, all the honor, and praise. We were looking yesterday at Psalms 91 and started in that psalm reading and getting some really good encouragement. Many of us are in places in our lives where it seems as if, to the natural eye and to the emotions, that what God has promised us is so far off, and that it is so hard, and that it's so difficult, and that it will not come to pass. But I encourage you to hold on to the word of God and don't give up, don't faint, because if God spoke it, it would surely come to pass. He's not a lying God. He has the power and the authority to do everything that He said. He's not short or slack concerning His promises. He watches over His word to perform it. And He has spoken words since the beginning of time. And every word that He's spoken, He's watched over that word to perform it. He's spoken in the lives of many people, and He's watched over that word and performed it. Anything that God says, He's big enough and bad enough to back it up. He's able to bring the provisions for anything that He's called you to. And we have to learn how to trust God. And as we trust God and wait on Him, and that wait is not doing anything, just doing nothing. It is waiting on the Lord in great expectations and great service with a heart of expectations and gratitude and thanksgiving, and knowing that He's faithful, the one whose promise is faithful, and He's going to do what He says. And we don't understand the moment or the hour, but we know that as we're anticipating by faith and trusting His word and watching Him prove Himself in our lives and through us, we will see the demonstration of His power that will blow minds, that will baffle even our adversary and put him under our feet, because God said it, and we trust the word of God. We trust that what God tells us is true, and it is true. So we stand on that word with all assurance, knowing that He's going to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. Today, as we look at Psalms 91, and we begin to read the word of God says, "He who dwells," a name in there, Sheol, "who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Sheol will say of the Lord, He is Sheol's refuge and Sheol's fortress, my God, Sheol's God, and Him Sheol will trust." And I put that in there because you're reminding yourself constantly to trust God, to understand who He is and what He will do for you. And this book of the Bible, this letter, was written to you. If you were the only person in the world, He wrote it just for you. So it is your bread, your daily bread. It is your life. It is your empowerment. It is your guide to the promises of God and everything that He said He's going to do. So I put my name in there because He wrote it for me, and He wrote it for you. So as you believe and trust God, you will see Him move miraculously in your life. And the third verse says, "Surely He shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover Sheol with His feathers, and under His wings Sheol shall take refuge. His truth shall be Sheol's shield and buckler. Sheol shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor destruction that lays waste at noonday." Let's stop right there and go over that that right there, because that's enough right there for us to just chomp on and get and grab. When we talk about the first verses, and we're just going to go briefly over those verses as we did yesterday, this is a place of trust and confidence in God. It is the place where you have to trust and believe that God is who he said he is, and he's going to be and do exactly what he says, because we will face in this life things that will roar at us and will sound louder and bigger than the voice of God. But you have to understand, God is not so big that you can't touch him. Jesus has become the mediator, and he brings God in our reach. He makes sure that we're able to call him Father and touch him, and he's touched by what we go through Jesus Christ. And we are able to see the demonstration of God's love and his power and his concern and compassion and pity for us. So no matter what's going on in your life, know that God is there. Know that God is bigger than the problem that's coming, or the situation, or the circumstance, or the news that you got. He's bigger than any kind of calamity that the enemy tried to set up. He's bigger and greater than any destruction. He's able to recreate, put back together again, give new life, heal it, deliver it, set free, break bondages. He's God Almighty, and there is nothing impossible with him. All things are possible because we believe and we trust that the word of God is true, that God will do exactly what he said. So this is a place of trust and confidence. This is a place where God's purpose and God's plan and God's word and everything that God has promised us and concerns our life is coming in this place of confidence. We are meeting and agreeing with God's word and his will, and everything about us is agreeing that this is the will of God. I'm going to dwell in the place of God. I'm going to dwell in the courts of God. I'm going to dwell in the holies of holies with God, because the word of God lets us know we are seated together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, that we're heirs and joint heirs. And because of that, we are seated in the presence of God. When we begin to go in into the spirit realm, and we begin to praise and worship God from our spirits, we are seated in the presence of the Lord. We're seated in the spirit realm. Our prayers break open heaven for us, and we are able to talk and commune with God, and God is able to commune and talk with us. So, you know, it's a wonderful place, this place of confidence, this place of trust. This psalm is a confession of confidence in the Lord. And we understand that we have to confide in God and we have to trust him. It is a reassurance to those who trust in the Lord not to fear evil, and the promise of God's protection to come. And it also promotes and lets us see that this psalm also talks about Jesus, the coming one, who's already come and is coming back again. So it lets us see that even in the same divine protection, the same assurance, the same provision, the same trust that Jesus has, this psalm talks about, it gives us the same reassurance that the same way God is taking care and has taken care of his son, he will take care of us. The person who trusts in God is the one who is close to God. I don't want to be far away from God. I want to be close to him. I want him to be nigh me. I want his word to be nigh me. I want to be in his presence. I want to know what he's thinking and what he thinks about me. I want to know what his words are to me, his assignment to me. I want to hear his loving voice telling me it's going to be okay, that he's with me. So I want to be close to him. So I'm not running from God. I'm not hiding like Adam and Eve did. I'm running to God. And when I'm running to him, he knows every place in my life that is not right. He knows every failure, every fault, every shortcoming, every place where I'm weak. But I'm running to him because when I run to him, I gain strength. My weakness is the place where God's strength is performed and made perfect in my life. His strength comes in and girds me up. His strength comes in and reassures me that I'm walking this thing out in grace, because the word of God tells me that I'm to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So as I'm walking this walk of grace out and I'm learning of Jesus Christ, I'm changing line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, glory to glory. I'm changing until I'm completely set free. And that day when he cracks the sky, that's when I'm totally going to be like him. But right now, I'm in the process of becoming as he is, because I'm now learning how to live under grace. I lived in sin and was born and shaped in it all of my life. So when I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I now have to live in the environment of his kingdom. So I'm being taught how to learn, how to live prosperous and blessed and victorious in grace. But if I fail, his grace is sufficient. I don't want to fail. I don't want to mess up. But if I do, his grace is sufficient. He comes in with power, and he shows me who he is. He shows me that he is the God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what my little mind can ever ask, think, or even imagine. So I love him for that. So I want to be close to my God. I want to be close to him. The most I emphasize is God's majesty, the Almighty, the divine Shaddai, which speaks of God as a mountain-like majesty, and whose presence there is a secret place, a shadow. There is a place that I can go and I can run to that shows me the demonstration of God's power. And this secret place is not something spooky, as I said before, but it's the refuge, it's my fortress. It's the security, the safety that I have in God. And this place comes to the believer, is part of the believer lifestyle, because it is the place we access by faith. And as I said yesterday, the world cannot access this because they don't know God, they don't serve God, and because they don't know him and they don't serve him, they cannot access this place that is for the righteous, that is for God's children who have received his son. So we go into this secret place, this hiding place, and we get everything that we need while we're in the presence of God. When we go into the presence of God, nothing that is not like God, when we really go in, when we go in by faith and not out of traditions or being heard, but go in with our spirit, nothing that is not like God can go into his presence. Sickness cannot go into the presence of God. That means if something is going on in your body, that when you shift into the spirit realm, God's presence of healing has got to manifest. The healing virtue of God has got to, because he shows up in his divine attributes. He shows up in every characteristic that he is when we enter into his presence. When we enter into faith, we go there. He shows up to perform and do wondrous things. The third verse says, this talks about the fowl and the pestilence. God will rescue us from the hidden traps of the enemy. And that's what you have to understand. You don't have to worry about the pitfalls and what's going to happen. If God has spoken a word, it's going to happen in your life. He will shield us from deadly hazards, things that should happen and take place, because we walk not after the flesh but of the spirit. And we hope God will guide us. God will lead us where we need to go. God's huge outstretched arm protects us. And under God's wing, we are perfectly safe. God is like a mother hen. And when we go under its wing, we find the refuge that we need. Because God is our refuge, we will stay under his tent. We're not trying to run outside his tabernacle or outside of his presence. We're going to stay right there where he's at, and we will worship him, and we will worship under the shadows of his wing in that secret place, in the place where he's at, where his power and his strength and every good thing that he is and every wonderful thing that he is and the abundance of who he is shows up as we begin to worship and we pray and we praise in the presence of the Most High. Receive all that we need from him. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life. I pray that you join me tomorrow and that you will have a blessed time. Eat this word, grab it, and use it every single day. Be blessed, and thank you for joining me on Favor Life, the process of faith.